From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Consumers gave a boost to the nation's retailers last month. Retail sales climbed more than expected. The Commerce Department says sales increased 1.3% in November, more than double what analysts expected. The overall gain was led by sales at gasoline stations. The Senate is entering its 12th straight day of debate on the health care overhaul, and now it appears senators will be spending a second consecutive weekend in session. It was a Democratic leadership that insisted on working all last weekend, but this time it's Republicans who say they want to keep working. Here's more from NPR's David Wellna.
Senate Democrats have struck a deal they think can get enough votes to pass their health care bill, but they won't be able to disclose its terms until the Congressional Budget Office finishes estimating its price tag, possibly early next week. In the meantime, they want a quick vote on an overdue spending bill package. Republicans, though, say they're not agreeing to anything that would speed things up. Here's Arizona's John McCain.
We'll stay in for as long as it takes to get this issue resolved, and we are prepared to vote throughout the entire weekend.
Montana Democrat Max Baucus called the Republican stance surreal.
I'm very impressed how the minority can maintain both if they want to move more quickly and not move at all.
Democrats hope to pass their health care bill by Christmas. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
The debate over the health care overhaul will greet President Obama when he gets back from Norway after accepting his Nobel Peace Prize. Mr. Obama is due back in Washington later this afternoon. Investigators fear the five young Muslim Americans who've been detained in Pakistan wanted to train in terrorist camps. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Pakistani authorities raided a government housing complex in Punjab province earlier this week and rounded up the five Americans. FBI agents are starting to interview them and are concerned that the five young men from the Washington, D.C. area are the most recent Americans to have been radicalized in the U.S. and then decided to travel abroad to act on their beliefs. One thing that concerns U.S. authorities is that the young men appear to have been inspired by radical messages on the Internet. The five managed to connect with Pakistani extremists through YouTube and Facebook. What's unclear is whether they tried to go to terrorist camps in the border region between Pakistan and Afghanistan and were rejected, or whether they in fact were preparing to attend some kind of terrorist training camp. The FBI is trying to get the Pakistanis to give the Americans custody of the young men. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
An American drone strike is reported to have killed a top al-Qaeda operative in western Pakistan, but a government official quoted by the Associated Press is not identifying the target of the attack. However, he does say that it was not Osama bin Laden nor his second-in-command, Ayman al-Zawahiri. You're listening to NPR News. A final vote is set for later today on a House measure aimed at overhauling the rules governing Wall Street. It's an effort to address the conditions that led to last year's financial crisis. Before today's vote, though, House members will have to decide on an amendment that would kill a proposed Consumer Financial Protection Agency to regulate credit cards, mortgages, and other financial products. The measure has strong support from President Obama and congressional Democrats. Republicans, though, say it would pile unneeded costs on businesses. The man accused of kidnapping and assaulting Salt Lake City teenager Elizabeth Smart 7 years ago faces the final day of a two-week competency hearing today. Brian David Mitchell was found incompetent in state court, but is now being assessed in federal court. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The conclusion of the competency hearing means that a federal judge will then decide whether Brian David Mitchell will be tried in federal court for the Elizabeth Smart kidnapping. For the past 2 weeks, the prosecution and defense have presented dueling mental health experts. Those testifying for the prosecution say Mitchell is faking mental illness and he is competent enough to assist in his own defense. Joining those experts were lay witnesses, including Elizabeth Smart herself 2 months ago, who said Mitchell uses clever manipulation to get what he wants. The defense experts consider Mitchell delusional and schizophrenic. Mitchell himself has not been in the courtroom given his incessant singing of hymns. Prosecutors believe that's part of Mitchell's act. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
Global markets are advancing ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street later this hour. European markets are following Asian stocks higher. Benchmarks in Tokyo and Hong Kong have been leading Asia's gains, snapping a string of losses today. This is NPR News.